Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us this week. We are shot out of a cannon. We're going to talk about a lot of cool stuff. We're talking about you can't fix stupid up on Red Lake. We're going to also talk about Christmas gifts that you always have wanted to give somebody but were afraid to do so. That and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you guys. How you been?
Good.
Don, Ava?
Wonderful. Ready for the Christmas season.
You know,
you aren't ready?
I don't know what the deal is, but...
What?
I look outside. She's ready?
You are ready? You're all ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
Food's all done and ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Cool.
It's Christmas.
I haven't started.
You're running out of time.
TikTok.
Just saying.
Don, you have exactly 24 hours.
I know. What is the day?
Why hurry? There may be a deal.
I actually got another day.
There may be a deal out there.
Right.
When
do they quit delivering?
That was last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, can I get this tomorrow? When is tomorrow? Sunday? No.
I bet they deliver on Sunday. I bet they do.
I'm not going to doubt it because they've been delivering on Sunday. Last weekend.
Yeah, it's not even Christmas.
But Christmas Eve, I doubt it. Anyway, how did we get off on that tangent?
I don't know.
Point is, you look outside and the grass is growing. This is crazy. I was out skiing last week and the chairlift is riding over the green areas that aren't covered with snow with the snowmaking, and it's growing. It's grass. It's growing. I'm thinking, well, that's interesting. And then I look at the forecast coming up for
next couple of weeks.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday specifically.
Yep.
And in the southern, like you split the Midwest in half, north and south, the southern half of the Midwest is going to get rain. The northern half is going to get freezing.
Slush.
What? Who knows? Fargo, their forecast to get freezing rain, you know, all the way. I mean, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy to have rain at this time of year. And the frustrating part is it's not doing any sport any good. It's not helping ice fishing, which we'll get into that in a little bit. Talk about unsafe. But it's not helping anybody at all. If you want to get out and do some water, you know, open water fishing, you can do it, but I guarantee you there's about 80% of the guys that have winterized their boat and they're drooling thinking how good the fishing is.
Yeah.
Because I know in the river right now, they are on fire down here in Red Wing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So it's tough, but long range forecast, next 10 days, same thing. 30. Yeah,
it's above freezing during the day anyway.
Even up in... the northern parts of Minnesota, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I talked to a friend of mine in Ontario, and he said they're not even making ice there yet.
No, they're not.
So
the only thing we have to wonder about, the new report came out from the National Weather Service with several contributing forecasts modeling, and they're saying from January on, we are going to have winter. They're saying... The polar vortex is changing, and it is going to completely change the U.S. weather into a wintry mix, or I should say, into a wintry into
well, that's
process.
That's typically what we got going on this time of year anyway, so bring it on.
Yeah, yeah, it would definitely help.
My snowblower is just anxious to get used.
Well, and the big thing right now, too,
is done.
You know, we talk about the ice fishing. We'll talk about one of the stories that came up last week, a couple of them. But when you get wind and you get ice that's not edge-to-edge ice, you've got to think. I mean, you can't just go out and say, yeah, it's good, or trust somebody when you have 40-mile-an-hour winds and you're going to go out on the ice.
You're saying it could blow away from shore?
I'm saying that's a distinct possibility.
Yeah.
But I've told this story before when I was on Superior and we were ice fishing. And you want to talk about, crazy enough as it is, you punch a hole and you look down and it's 25 to 28 feet. You can see right down to the bottom. And you're fishing, you're looking down the hole, and you're sitting there just talking to your buddy, and all of a sudden you look down the hole, and all of a sudden the hole's gone. And a whole sheet of ice just went under yours, and your line is no more. Well, it's wedged, so you can't get it out.
Right, right.
Right at that point, I told my buddy, there's three of us, I said, I don't know what you guys want to do, but I'm in that situation, because if that happens, it can hit the shore, break off, and then you're gone, because we had an offshore wind. We weren't out that far.
Really?
No. It was beyond scary when you look at that water, because when you fall in there,
it's chilly.
Chilly.
It's chilly there in the middle of summer,
yeah.
July.
Water at freezing temperature, no matter where you are, is still
chilly.
Freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah, whether it's on Lake Erie or here or northern Minnesota, it doesn't matter.
Cold is cold.
Cold be chilly. So think, you guys, I mean, right now it's going to get worse. The ice you had last week, the ice that you had a couple days ago, is not going to be there. So don't risk it. The story last week we had, if you weren't listening last week, a gentleman out in Maine was checking ice with a spud, went right through, and died.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
a spud. So the variability in the ice, and then last week, we'll get into the other story about the rescue, but the guy that landed on the ice with an airplane. Do you hear about that?
No.
Landed on Red Lake on an airplane with wheels. And couldn't stop in the area that he was landing. He said he thought it was good ice. Well, he couldn't stop, so he slid right into the area where it wasn't so good. Thing went right in, done. He lived, and his passenger lived, but the plane was trashed.
Wow.
What do you think?
You can't
isn't that great?
Fix it. It's hard to fix.
Yeah, can't fix stupid. No,
I just don't trust any ice.
No. Well, except in my glass.
That's the only ice you trust?
I always trust that ice.
That's one you shouldn't trust.
I can trust it. Yeah, it's all good. Speaking of trust, trust us. We're going to be right back. Hang tight. Wait for more.